So if you cast your mind way back before COVID enveloped us all, the government announced a once-in-a-generation program of building and regeneration. And even now, Matt Hancock has made it clear that the government intends to continue with this pledge with the investment of billions into the building of new hospitals and the renovation of older ones. And here in West Hertfordshire, the preferred government plan has been to renovate the hospital facilities in Watford, Hemel, Hempstead, and in St Albans, a proposal which has attracted its fair share of criticism, despite the government's assertion that this will give better value for money and a realistic timeline to achieve the benefits of the improved facilities. Now, a number of groups have emerged over the years with the intent of changing the government's position and the Health Trust's collective minds by building a brand new hospital on a new site. But one of the biggest concerns to that approach has been finding a suitable site. Where would a site be found that is available, suitable in terms of location, size and accessibility, and one which doesn't damage the environment? One group who believe they have found the answer to this challenge is the Hearts Valley Hospital Group. And I'm delighted to welcome their representative, Andy Kilvington, who is on the line right now. Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
Good afternoon, you see.
Andy, let's start with the Hearts Valley Hospital Group. Who are you? Who do you represent? And who are you affiliated with?
We have no specific affiliation to any one party, creed or colour. We're open to all comers. Our aim is quite simply to promote the idea of a new hospital for the whole of the West Hearts area. We recognise there are a number of campaign groups, as you say, but we believe what is distinctive about our own approach is that we do have an identified site and a willing owner on board with us and have done for some time. Hearts Valley's hospital has been around for some years. It's fair to say that my own personal involvement has only been in the last 2 years. And the reason I'm here is because I brought the site to the table, shall we basically say.
Your role in the group has been to identify a site. You're not chairman or leader of this group. You're part of the committee.
I'm certainly not the leader in any way, shape or form. It was a little chicken and egg. I was aware of the problems with health provision in the district, have been for some time. I highlighted what I thought was a suitable opportunity and then approached Hearts Valley's Hospital with that opportunity, following which they invited myself and my colleague Andy Batten to join them, and we now make up a core team of four people who steer our group forward.
Okay, so thank you for that. The preferred approach from your group and a number of other lobbying parties is a completely brand new hospital rather than the renovation of other facilities. Why is that? What's wrong with the government's proposals around the existing hospitals, in your view?
There are two fundamental problems with the approach. The first one, which is, with the greatest respect to Watford General Hospital, its age, location, condition and accessibility are all very, very poor. And whatever you do, it's very difficult to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. And our second concern with Watford is whatever, again, is done, it will never solve the long-term strategy of having first-class hospital facilities to serve the area. We believe a new site can do that on the site that basically is not only big enough to accommodate what is required right now, but the possibility for expansion in years to come.
But the West Hearts Hospital Trusts and the Hearts Valley Commissioning Group, Clinical Commissioning Group, did put forward the proposal at the end of July to proceed with these renovations. In fact, they were looking at something which was pretty much knocking it down and starting again to give it that modern facilities which they need and which I think you're looking for as well. What do you think's wrong with that proposal specifically?
You're quite right that the latest proposal on the table is what could well be perceived as a knockover and rebuild at Watford. And make no mistake, that is an improvement on the previous suggestion. That's come about, though, for two fundamental reasons. The first one of which is that the government have suggested that significantly more capital may now be available than was the case originally. You have to bear in mind earlier this year that the pot of money was no more than £350 million. That was then upgraded to 400, and the latest suggestion is as much as 598 million. Against that backdrop, therefore, our argument is straight away a new hospital becomes imminently more affordable, and given the choice of driving to a location that's next to two motorways and easily accessible for everyone, that is still a better alternative than rebuilding a hospital in Vicarage Road, where whatever else you do, it is a really busy area to be at. And unless you live very close by in Watford, it's not a reasonably accessible location. And that's the fundamental problem. Whatever you do, it is still not a great place.
So what we've been touching on throughout this, the sticking point has been finding that location, which, as we say, needs to be accessible, as you've just pointed out. It needs to be suitable in terms of size, location, the ability to get to it without damaging the local environment as well, because we know that there are conditions around use of any land. But you believe you found an answer to this. Tell us a little bit about that solution.
Okay, the solution is that there's a business called CWC, who are, should we say, land enablers. They're a fairly substantial company. And I started to dig out who owned land around the M25 to both the north and south of the M25 location. And it came to pass that, in fact, CWC owned nearly 200 acres of land in that location, straddling both the north and south side of the motorway, obviously next to the junction with the M1. And accessible from the North Orbital Road as well. So from a location point of view, I'd already highlighted that location as where I felt a suitable site would be located, and then went about finding who owned that site. And I'm pleased to say that the landowners were more than happy to talk to us, and that position, and it was to this day.
What are the current plans for the land which you're talking about?
There are two parcels. The first parcel is what is called the Golden Triangle. And that land, many years ago, was the subject of a planning application for commercial development that failed. And that was on Greenbelt grounds. The land to the north of the M25 basically is greenfield land at the moment. Neither site is developed. And we're very much aware that because they both fall within the Greenbelt, obviously there are issues to be dealt with there. But without getting into the planning minutiae here, it's also fair to say there are overriding considerations here that means St Albans Council has no option but to revisit its whole local plan. Many locals will be aware that the Lib Dem administration recently decided not to proceed with the challenge to the rail freight terminal, in which case the council have a shortfall of land to find for housing, and that is part and parcel of what we're trying to achieve. In an ideal world, it is enabling land. There's no question about that. Let's be clear that that is our view. What I can't answer right now is what other alternatives that may present themselves. I just don't know. All I know at the moment is that St Albans Council do have problems to solve. We have, potentially 200 acres of land sat there that is sat idle doing nothing. Somewhere between the two extremes, I hope there is a compromise that everybody's happy with.
So what has been the response from the health trusts to the proposal of using this land?
They've spoken to us. We've had a number of meetings. It's fair to say that obviously their stated intent is to pursue the redevelopment of Watford General Hospital. I don't think that's giving any trade secrets away. So our role is very clearly to get them to rethink. We are at the negotiating table. They are talking to us, but we have work to do.
And how much support then is there for the scheme which you are proposing?
At grassroots level, first of all, there's huge support in Hemel Hempstead, to a lesser degree in St Albans, which is obviously the purpose of being on air today. And in Watford, obviously, understandably, perhaps less support because obviously they're hoping they're going to get a new hospital on their doorstep. As the months go by, the support for our campaign grows literally every single day. More and more people are signing up. And I think the fundamental for that is because people are actually coming to realise that what we're proposing is not a complete closure of St Albans and Hemel. What we're actually suggesting is a brand new hospital to serve all of the core locations and the retention of basic facilities at each of the three hospitals. So it's a win-win situation. And that's the message we need to get over that I'm not quite sure everybody's picked up on just yet.
For our listeners today, if they want to find out more information about your proposal and your thoughts and your concerns about the existing proposal, where can they go and look to find that information?
Obviously, we have our website. That's the best starting point, which is www.heartsvalleyshospital.co.uk, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-S with an S, Valleys, V-A-L-L-E-Y, also with an S, hospital, singular. .co.uk. We obviously have a Facebook page, we have Twitter, the usuals that you would expect, but the website is a very good starting point to find out what we're all about.
What are the next steps that the Hearts Valley Hospital group are going to take, and how can those who are sympathetic to what they've heard today contribute or help to moving this forward?
Okay, that there are two separate areas that we're working on. Obviously, I've already touched on grassroots support at local level, which we're keen to grow. Without, you know, that is important. However, perhaps again, I won't say uniquely to Harts Valley, but unusually for Harts Valley, we are also taking this up at our at higher level government. Some key politicians are aware of what we're actually trying to do, and behind the scenes, those efforts will continue. Right now, what people can do is write to your MP, write to your councillors, tell them how you feel, go and have a look at a website and decide if you agree with everything we're trying to do. And in due course, there will be things like giving out leaflets, attending exhibitions, etc., etc. Those are all in the pipeline. But the key thing right now is let the people who know be aware of what you think.
Andy, thank you very much for joining us today and putting forward the view of the Harts Valley Hospital Group. Wish you best of luck with your work in this area. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the chance.